Thank you, Sarah. Now to our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox, which include how a hospital sent patients' details to the wrong address. But first, plans are unveiled for a 2-year Jurassic sculpture trail.
It has brought a drove of hares, a flight of dragons and a troop of gorillas to the streets of Norfolk. And the Go-Go Sculpture Trail is going Jurassic when it returns next year. Break, the charity which supports children and young people across East Anglia, has officially unveiled plans for its next trail to last 2 years. Following the success of Go-Go Hares in 2018 and Go-Go Dragons and Go-Go Gorillas before them, Break is once again working in partnership with Wild in Art to organise and launch a new 2-year sculpture trail called Go-Go Discover. Go-Go Discover will begin next summer with 20 Tyrannosaurus Rex sculptures stomping their way through the streets of Norwich. It will coincide with the iconic Dippy the Diplodocus coming to Norwich Cathedral for a 4-month exhibition. But at the end of the summer, the Go-Go dinosaurs won't fade into extinction. They will be returning in 2021 with some new friends to take over all of Norfolk and not just the city centre. Break Chief Executive Rachel Cowdery said, "Our Go-Go sculpture trails have raised over £1 million for our charity over the last 6 years. This has helped us to continue delivering vital support to local children and young people. Every extra penny we raise goes to improving the lives of local children who need our support to have brighter tomorrows."
A man stole a 3.5-ton tipper truck to do some shopping because he could not afford a taxi. Aaron Miller, 25, had his licence revoked 2 years ago over an ongoing medical condition. Police conducting a roads operation around North Walsham stopped him driving an Iveco tipper truck on Midland Road. Norwich Magistrates Court heard he admitted to officers he had taken the truck to go to the shops and did not have insurance or a driver's licence. Miller, appearing unrepresented, said, "I took the vehicle from my wife's address just to do some shopping, but I handed myself in." Magistrates banned Miller of Ashfield Road, North Walsham, for driving for 6 months. He was fined £80 with £85 costs and a victim surcharge of £32.
A disabled mother of two says she feels violated after personal details about her sent by her hospital were delivered to the wrong address. Serena Reed of Northreps was distraught when she opened a letter from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital informing her of the error, which saw personal and medical details about her and 10 others mistakenly sent to the wrong address. The details centred on a visit she made in September to the hospital's emergency department and had been intended for her GP in Cromer. They had been sent in a batch with 11 others. However, an administrative error meant that they instead landed in the hands of another patient who returned them to the hospital by hand on receipt. The hospital then wrote to each of the affected patients, informing them of the data breach and apologising for the error.
A vision to double the size of a school with a £4 million expansion has been approved after designs were overhauled to appease neighbours. Councillors voted to approve plans to expand Heatherset Junior School, enabling it to become an all-through 420-place primary and doubling the current capacity for 240 pupils. Head teacher Matthew Parsley-Williams said getting the go-ahead was a major milestone for the school. He said, "We're really excited about this journey. It's a fantastic school with lots already going on. The school has seen a lot of changes in the 200 years since it opened, and this milestone has been a couple of hundred years in the making. It means people will have a choice of primary schools for the first time. A date is yet to be confirmed for work to start on the expansion, which will see a standalone classroom block built to accommodate the 8 new classrooms needed and remodelling work to the existing school. Heatherset is due to see increasing growth in the coming years, with 1,200 new homes approved to be built in the village.
More than 1 in 10 public buildings in Norfolk failed to meet safety standards in checks carried out by the fire service last year, figures have revealed. Almost 90 buildings, including schools, care homes and a hospital, failed to comply with fire safety regulations during audits carried out by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service, NFRS, during 2018-19. But a senior member of the fire service said failings were a broad spectrum and the issues were a long way off Grenfell. Statistics on fire service audits collected by the Home Office found firefighters in the county carried out 668 audits in 2018-19, of which 13% or 89 buildings were deemed unsatisfactory. The buildings which failed to comply with safety standards were a hospital, 14 care homes, 11 schools, 6 blocks of flats, 6 hostels, 20 hotels, 7 other sleeping premises, a further education building, 10 licensed premises, 5 shops, 4 factories or warehouses, 2 offices and 2 other public buildings. But when asked by this newspaper for details of the premises which had failed to comply, Norfolk County Council said it was not in a position to name the buildings. Greg Preston, Assistant Chief Fire Officer at NFRS, said, "These figures reflect what we regard as falling short of compliance, and there's a very broad spectrum. We tour the premises and work very closely with the responsible person to resolve matters we deem to require attention. A fire door or signage might need improving. It's about taking a reasonable approach to enforcement."
Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Retracker Broughty and Tim Peters for the next part of Chatterbox.